Bing speaking.
Bing, how you doing, buddy? It's Dennis. Wait, think of Cardiff.
Dennis, how's it going?
Good. I just got your addendum. I literally just emailed it to you, so it'll be in your inbox there for you.
All right. Thank you. So, you too. What are we doing with the 15K?
So they're actually tacking it on, I guess, at the end of the lease, and then so they're holding it till the end of the. It's not a lease actually. It's an equipment finance agreement. There's no buyout or anything like that. But yeah, they're tacking on at the end. Apparently, is what it looks like, and you can either use it for your last. I mean, it's definitely going to be more than your last few payments. So whenever you get to that point where you owe $15,000, it sounds like they'll be able to just release the equipment to you. You'll own it.
Okay.
From what cool. I've gathered. I sent you two emails. Read the first one first. It kind of explains that, and it has the wiring instructions and everything for BSV. And then the second one just has the addendum as well. And then you might want to get a hold of Brittany just so she settles down a little bit. At Richie Brothers. If that's who you talk to over there, I don't know. I can give you her contact number if you'd want it, or you might have it.
Shoot it to me right now.
Sure. Let me look her up real quick in my email. And then they're just going to want to have the proof of payment to Richie Brothers, and you can pay them however they accept payment, I guess. Okay. Let's see here. Brittany. I know she spells it a little weird. B-R-I-T-T. There it is. So her direct number is 970-535-6705.
Okay. So how much is BSB going to send to Richie Brothers? Because I have to know that to get the difference, because I have to pay the difference, right?
Well, you have to pay. No, there's no difference, actually. The loan amount and everything is exactly the same. They're going to wire them the full amount minus the late fees and the holding fees. So the loan itself hasn't changed. It's just the $15,000 is going to be tacked on at the end. So whenever, like I said, whenever you get to that point.
But if I remember, but here's the thing. I think the loan amount they told me was $40,000. Is it exactly $40,000?
It's $42,000 and some change. I have an updated invoice from Brittany that I could forward over to you real quick that I just got, I think, on Monday.
Okay, that'd be great. Email that to me, and then I'll call Brittany. So basically, I need to pay the late fee or whatever, their storage fee, and the taxes, or the taxes?
So taxes are included in it. BSB is paying the full $42,000. I'm trying to find that invoice. They're paying the so it's the same amount that was on the original documents. Let's see here.
Okay, but I signed them all and mailed them all, so I don't even know.
Yeah. I hear ya. Let's see here. I know I've got an updated invoice from her. One of these emails here. So this one was from Monday, May 9th. So the total is, $42,956.55.
Okay, but I and that's would, what BSB is paying. And so whatever, and so I need to pay Brittany.
And as of May 9th, it was $953.10 for the interest. And I don't actually see the storage fees on here. Right.
So okay, I need to go pay that.
Right.
And then wire the 15K to BSB.
Correct.
And then they'll release the funds. So if I get that wiring done today, will BSB fund tomorrow?
I would hope so. I mean, you might even be able to do it today. It's 1:31 here and same time zone. So,
Every time I call BSB, they say, talk to your broker.
I know.
So call them and ask them. If I get this taken care of today, will they fund tomorrow? Because Richie Brothers is going to ask me, when are they going to fund?
Right. No, I'll find out for you. I'll find out for you right now. Absolutely. You too.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.